to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
So, yeah, like, but I shouldn't laugh.
Yeah,
you know, in my language, yeah. Setswana, you guys understand Setswana, yeah, you do.
Yes.
But
I also understand.
I mean, today we found out somebody who was a dear friend, who is an industry friend. A lot of people in the industry know who she is. A journalist, a determined journalist called Mpumi. Mpumi has passed away. Mpumelelo Magagula. So if you are on the socials, you probably saw that. So I thought Khori, we should just acknowledge her because she's also a roommate. I remember last time I saw her was at the Metro's nominees party, I think a week or so ago. And she was so excited about us having a show like this, you know, because she was like, oh my God, it's going to be like that show where you used to invite journalists, you know, to come and expand on stories.
Yes.
Friend of Club One, but yeah. So I'm sorry, roomies. We just had to acknowledge another roomie, you know, and just say, Khor Ashem, rest in peace, my love. Yeah, man, we're going to miss you.
Oh, yes, I worked with her. You know, I was quite close with her. She worked at Ambitious with us. And then when she was on City Press, she always used to call me and say, Londi, can I do your story? Please just give me the first scoop on the wives. So, and when we spent a whole night at the Big Brother house, that's when we actually, you know, got closer. So I'm also very emotional about her passing.
And I'm glad you mentioned Elentizana, City Press, because just off of the news that City Press is closing down and people are very, you know, worried about their jobs. And she just turned 30, man. And she's got a 13-year-old child or something like that. Yeah, it's so young.
But rest in peace. And
Yeah.
Everybody who loved and knew her.
Yeah. But anyway,
she would have also, you know?
The show must go on. This is a show based. Cool. So shout out to our roommates. Thank you for that.
Yes.
Because we're gonna give our roommates a shout out right now.
Big one.
We were told one of our roommates had a suggestion for us. We'll get there, don't worry.
Shout out.
We'll get there. We'll greet them properly, but let's just give a shout out to them. So one of our roommates on the comment section left us a message. And let's see if I can read it properly. Guys, hi roommate. I have a suggestion to grow the room.
Okay.
Make the room bigger.
Create a segment called We Listen, We Don't Judge, where people and voice notes. Where people send, I think that's what she wanted to say. Where people send voice notes and keep them anonymous, you know, if they want, and have to chat with the roommates. Sorry, guys. Hey, yeah.
Wazuma.
So basically what yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah. Wazuma.
Yo.
So basically what he or she is saying, because Kanje, we've got, I mean, some guys who are saying Khor Lornari the roommates. So he or she is saying Khor, we should create a segment where we do we don't judge.
Okay, that's the big TikTok trend. Rumi, first of all, thank you so much for the input and the feedback. We appreciate it. We need it. We're going to discuss it.
Yeah.
You know that video of Julius Malema, bring the offer to the table
and we'll discuss it.
Because obviously we do talk about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I think listening and not judging, we might judge. That's the only problem.
Yeah.
We might listen and judge, you know. But otherwise, thank you so much for your feedback. Like, I actually really like the idea of that.
I think we should add, like,
we listen
segment.
And we judge.
Also, just to interact with the people that are watching us, maybe have a WhatsApp line, guys.
Yeah, WhatsApp line.
We'll see. We'll
send us a video.
Need it.
On that note, hello, ladies. Hello. Roomies.
Hi, roomies.
Welcome to Read the Room. Where we discuss entertainment, other stuff as well. You know, like human interest as well. You know,
fashion.
What happened in your life?
All of
your
it.
Days.
Everything.
Sure, man. But yeah.
This is my line.
Yes,
go for it.
For the girls, the gays, the thems, the theys, and the straight men, if they behave.
Yeah.
Ooh,
Yeah. You need to get some sound effects.
Yeah, like, far. You know, on stream.
You know, like a
far.
Come on. That sound.
It looks
on.
Like you are the ones who are going to have to behave instead of the guys.
Oh. And the straight bisexual woman. Wow.
I feel like I'm going to come back here and the room's going to be black.
Yeah, imagine.
About what?
That you straight.
I'm very straight. Are you trying to turn me?
Yeah. I don't turn women, but you.
You are giving me.
What the heck is going on?
Full focus.
You guys need a moment.
No, it's okay. Guys, no face, no case.
No face, yeah, no man. Case.
How was your week? Me?
My week was good, but what's your no face, no case?
Okay, wow. I had a hectic week. Okay. I'm shooting something very special. Mm-hmm. But also, while I'm shooting, I'm also having real events in my life.
Yeah.
So this weekend, I had to do imbeleko for my kids.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so the dad said, yes, it has to be done because my son has autism and he's a bit slow in terms of his speech. Mm-hmm. So they said it's a family thing that it happens and he has to be introduced into his correct surname, you know. And then Mafagis Pandla, the goats, all of that was done. But it was very emotional for me, you know. Also, just finally getting support from the other side of his family. Because, you know, when you're struggling alone with your child, it almost feels like you're just alone. But immediately when the family got involved, for me, it was just like a, whew, now I can breathe, you know.
Yeah.
His family has got it. So, and then everyone started saying, Benglobola.
Oh, because you posted something from the ceremony.
No.
First of all, also autistic children are some of the, autistic people are some of the smartest people ever.
Yes, he's very smart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then second of all, what, you posted a ceremony and they said?
I posted nothing. They lied that I posted Xasa. I said something about tomorrow is the big day.
Which was a big day.
Yes, but I never posted that.
Oh, you never posted that, yeah.
And then number two, baby daddy has lobola before. Why would he lobola again? What's going on?
But was baby daddy in the
post? Also, the relationship is over. I posted nothing. But it was packed. I feel like the whole neighborhood was there.
Oh,
the
Dube,
whole of Paul Petersburg was there.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so it was just people assuming that you were re-lobolad. I mean, honestly, if we divorce, you have to lobola me again. Why not?
Traditionally, also. Because we signed nothing. I feel like bring 10 more cows.
Yeah, bring 10 more, actually, because take two for bisering. You know what I mean?
So actually.
Come back with more. I love it. Okay.
But it didn't happen. That was my no face, no case.
Let's see.
Being a mommy.
Damn.
Yeah, it looks good. It's gorgeous.
With everything happening,
okay,
my brother slashed two of my tires.
Mm-hmm.
Because Paul Petersburg has a lot of potholes.
Okay.
Okay, he didn't slash them, but yeah, I like saying slash.
Yeah,
because why did he do that?
Yeah. Okay.
But everyone was drunk, you know, having fun and whatever. He was not supposed to be driving under the influence.
Yeah.
But it was like 5 kilometers away from where we're sleeping. Mm. So he thought, okay, I'm gonna make it. And then the potholes. And then he slashed two of my tires, the front one and the back
punctured.
One.
I stopped saying
he slashed them. Because it wasn't me.
No, but only I. No, but slash is like intentional.
It's not his car. It's intentional. Why are you driving my car under the influence? You slashed them.
Slashed is giving like your ex angry.
That's what he did. It's not his car. He was drunk. Why was he driving the car?
Did you government, know he was
the government slashed you, whatever.
Steal the keys from you.
Yes.
Oh.
Okay. No, he didn't.
But the government, okay. The government should read the room and fix some potholes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly, let's blame.
You know,
the mayor was even there. I was like, you should use this time to go fix up.
We're not gonna just let that slide. So the mayor was at your baby's thingy.
Yes.
No, you know, connect.
We important people.
Okay.
Okay. I'm out.
My no face, no case is not as... I feel like you actually... We have to have like a challenge because you've been cooking with your no face, no case. First, it was all those things from your party and all of that. Mine is never interesting. So next week, I need to start taking pictures. But anyway, my no face, no case was literally just the fact that I really like oyster shots.
Yeah.
And I've had them at places that are really good. And then I went to a specific place... And I said to my friends, trust me. They're like, what is this? It sounds fucked up. Yummy, da-da-da-da-da. It looks yummy.
Oyster shots are horrible.
No, I like them at Maybe some restaurants start with a B. Anyway, but I convinced my friends to try these gross looking things. Yeah. And then they were ass and I ended up spitting into my napkin. So yeah, I took a picture because I really thought, oh, this is going to be such a vibe. And they were all like, Shamiso, you don't get to make suggestions ever again. So now I'm cancelled from the suggestion the suggestion box, you know. Sorry. But these are the oyster shots that we tried and they made my stomach turn.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm going to be sick for a long time.
Can I but tell you know? Something? Okay, oh, sorry. Okay, go ahead. Okay. Can I tell you something? You need to stop saying that because you have a circle of friends and a lot of your references on camera, off camera, when we are just socializing, has to do with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And that's a good thing. You know, your life is interesting. It's full. You've got friends.
Yeah,
I love
you know what I mean? And as somebody who does not have a big circle of friends and whatever, I appreciate that. Yeah, I appreciate that.
She has good friends, don't
think your life is boring because...
It's not boring.
It's not. You've got friends. You go out. And this was a moment that right now you'll remember forever because that happened. With your friends.
And I took the picture thinking,
but you know what? Also, I'm realizing she loves food.
Mm.
Me.
Cake. Oyster shots.
Oh, yeah. This is a good thing.
Okay, you know what?
I'm learning.
Challenge for the Sham God next week. Yeah. No food.
Okay.
Nothing that I can consume for my no face, no case. You're killing it. You're coming with the interesting vibes, the slashing.
No, I just have a lot of drama in my life.
Last week, yours was Londi's.
I feel like which I'm was the terrible drama.
Because I was living vicariously.
Okay, so this week I trust you.
Oh, so mine, I'm so sorry. So mine was interesting.
Oh,
no, man. Yeah, so I went to the Safters. So remember, Safters, they do two nights, right? The craft night and whatever. I didn't go to the craft night.
I wish I had, because
a lot of people are saying that it was great. I'm a bailiwick.
You always get invited. I'm jealous.
You're the TV god.
So I went to the Safters I had a great time. Yeah, so that's me.
Picture.
You see why I'm doing that? Because I'm on some...
You never smile like that with us.
I was happy. You know, guys, I complain about the red carpet a lot.
That makes it even worse. I was happy, so you're not happy.
How are you feeling
us.
Now? How are you feeling?
Smile,
I'll tell you halfway through this show because, we're getting there.
Look,
I was happy in terms of our industry because the red carpet was not chaotic. It was not too congested. It was big.
It was big.
They opened it up. Ooh. So I was seeing some positive things. And sometimes when we speak of the industry, people assume that we are these bitter people who are just angry and want to criticize all the time.
Mm.
They don't realize, Jorge, sometimes when you see beautiful things, good things happening, we celebrate them.
Yes.
You know, and that is a huge part of this show with what we do. Like, we know the shout out at the end is because we want to celebrate the industry. So this is me celebrating and saying, I'm so happy to be here. Look at this. We can do it if we put
you
the work into it.
You were so happy. It was giving international.
It looked beautiful. The carpet, what I saw, I just knew that the ceiling wasn't here.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you could see it was a high ceiling. It looked proper. People looked beautiful. Some people looked beautiful.
And that's important.
You know, it happens.
What's important is we need people like you. Remember last week you were talking about the fact that you don't feel any enthusiasm or
to go
incentivized in any way to go.
Yeah.
I feel like this, what they are doing right now, if they continue in this direction,
mm.
they will reignite that interest.
Yes.
Because right now, you sitting there right now, you guys can look at that and be like, okay, I can go get a dress, like a 100,000 rand dress, and it will have its moment.
Exactly.
On that red carpet. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Also,
so I think they did a great job.
That was taken there.
Did you see that there was this reel of some of the looks?
Okay.
And I think it was really dope because I think we did, we don't really have like a lot of pages that, you know, like, for American awards, you always say you can go and easily and you
fashion
find them.
Fashion bomb daily. And
yes,
you just
exactly.
Go there,
you and find
you find
all the
look.
Looks. But with us, it's like,
we don't have that.
It's just some picture from someone's story. And then now, because the angles are messed up, people on social media are now saying your dress is ugly. That time, maybe it was beautiful, but it's just some, do you know what I mean?
Right?
So there is a fashion type reel. Shout out to, what is the page called?
Yeah, there's a...
There's a page.
He was on the carpet.
Oh, yes.
The video was great.
The video was great. The page is called The Update South Africa, ZA.
Yeah.
So shout out to The Update
for the
video. And as you could see, you get a lot of the looks.
So this is the video, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right, cool.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh. A friend of mine made that dress.
Okay. Oh, I don't know a guy.
Hey, I love her legs.
Yeah. Oh, Gugu, her new body is doing the most for her, right?
Every like, time there's an event, you wear sari.
Body's crazy.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Oh,
jump scare.
Oh, Crystal.
Shout out,
Crystal. Oh, their hips are hipping. Another sari.
Debbie.
Nice.
Gator just shocked the F out of me.
You know, that's the thing. I'm a Gator. What are they doing on the red carpet doing silly things like
that's
this?
Green.
Hi.
Hey, Gator. Bro.
Oh, bro. Your content I was your content. Awesome.
Guys, let's just talk about this carpet, okay? Yeah. I feel like people came through.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like also the bedazzled suit keeps making a debut on the carpet.
No.
What is going on? I feel like LV started it with Pusha T.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, obviously they need to introduce looks for us. Mm. But after that, all the men have been going for like the bedazzle.
I think that it's great because for me, first of all, I loved Fresh by Caddy's look. Shout out Fresh by Caddy.
Yeah.
Eat down every
time. No, he ate.
Time.
He ate. Yeah, it gave, he gave gown.
And then,
but suits.
He looked
then,
elegant, but he still looked cool. Yeah, it was like
it,
a vibe. The
nice.
Shoes were crazy if you like really looked at them.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the hat, the shades. But also, I can never be mad at men's suits because I'm like, you guys are limited.
Yeah.
So whatever you add, I feel like is an
it's
effort
nice.
Because there's only so much you can do with the suit.
Yeah.
So I love, and like I said, if you just, I always shout out Killian Murphy, those type of vibes. Like if you just add something different,
it's
a little
nice.
Bit of flair, I think that's really, really dope because I mean, the gents are limited. That's why sometimes, you know, you find a guy getting like blonde braids because it's like, every day you must just go to, or every week go to the barber.
The same thing.
Can have a fade. We get to change it up and all of that stuff. So for me, I feel like sometimes men can be very limited. And when they do try to accentuate the look or add some flair, I'll always appreciate it, whether it hits or misses. That's
my problem is then people start to compare the looks.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I saw that.
And now they say Caddy's suit looks like Bongonkosi's suit. And then it looks like Mokeling's suit.
That's the one that I did not appreciate.
Like
I don't know fashion.
And then it's Pusha T.
Yeah, I don't know fashion, but that one I did not appreciate. Yeah, Mokeling. They got Mokeling's comparison.
Mokeling and Caddy.
Yes,
it looks totally different.
Exactly.
Those are two different suits.
You know, and also, you know.
Colors, he added like the sheer thing. Underneath, it
the
was so
draping.
Different. Like, it's not the same. The only thing that's similar is the pinstripe.
Like, I didn't even notice that.
Yeah,
but
that's
here's
the thing,
only
though.
Thing.
There's Caddy's look.
Yes.
Stunning.
Yes.
Amazing.
And I expect nothing less.
Yeah.
He
the
eats.
Pants, wow.
Yeah. No.
Who made that suit?
Yeah, when I heard that, like,
I don't know
who made that.
Even the styling is different from the Peaky Blinders thing. We don't know.
Oh, it's there. Who's that? Oof. In the caption? Oof. Face always eating down.
I love
the touch of the hat. Looks really nice.
I think maybe it was a hat thing because I'm like, but also like, people wear hats. Come
on. That's the thing. Like, I wanted to say this.
Also, it's fashion. It's
Lundi, I wanted to say this, ne? What I did not appreciate with the Mogelin's comparison is that thing. I'm a youngins. I'm a 2K. Needs to understand something. Just because something is new to you, it's not new to everybody else. Do you understand? People like Abo Katie have been in the game for a very long time experimenting with styles, you know, androgyny, feminine. Like, people have been doing this just because we're now, you know, all of this thing, you know, gender bending and gender switching and whatever through a TikToker. Don't assume that that's where it starts. You know
True.
What I mean? Yeah.
Yeah. Valid.
And the looks are very different.
Very. Like, look at that. Look at that. How do you compare that to...
The looks are totally different. It's not the same. The only thing similar, hat, shades, pinstripe.
Yeah.
I literally could find a picture where Caddy's wearing hats. That hat at the
many. You gotta buy many.
Like, he wears hats all the time.
That's why I'm like, Chief, come on. Let's just give everybody their daps.
Yeah.
Both looked amazing.
Both.
And both were different. And also, like I said, suits are not... That
it's
versatile.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And the guys that really do try make them something else.
And then they said Bongonkosi's one is similar to
Pusha T.
Bongonkosi. It's similar to Pusha T's one.
Yeah.
And I feel like also those ones, very different.
Yeah.
Similar color. Yes, it is a manly color. It's maroon.
Right.
But I mean, it's very different. When you see the color here, it's black.
Yeah.
Also, the way they added the bedazzle, the beading is totally different. It's not the same. He's wearing black pants even.
Yeah.
add a little bit of spice. Oh,
so handsome.
Guys, he was the man of the moment. Man of the moment. Man, he's a very sexy man. Wow.
Me, I'm not involved.
I want to see the Pusha T look though, because I want to see the comparison.
Oh, he's also wearing black pants, is it? Oh, I think it was a full maroon.
No, I think it's the same color.
Yeah. His one is a full maroon.
I cannot tell, but they added spice and it's hard to add spice. They
But I'll tell you this though. I love people who are cognizant of this could photograph well, might not look good in person, but because for me, when I saw him at the awards, I just saw maroon.
Really? And whatever.
Yes, I just saw maroon stuff. I'm like, what the hell is going on? But looking at the picture, Sabongo on the red carpet,
my God.
Like whoever the designer is understood, this is going to photograph
it's Zama
well.
Swazi.
Yes.
He made my reunion.
She understands red carpet.
He always makes my dresses. Zama Swazi is amazing.
She understands it. It's a he.
Yes, I know the name. Zama what? Zama Swazi. It's a man though.
Ah, it's a man.
It's a man. There's a twist. It's a man.
Oh, okay.
He's amazing. He always does things out of the box. Maybe he was given the brief of the Pusha T suit.
Yeah.
And then he was like, nah, let's switch it up. He always does that. So Zama Swazi, shout out to you. Love you, da. You my boy. You know that.
Yeah.
Right. So who else do we have?
Who else do we have, actually?
We have Zozi.
Oh, Zozibin and Tuso. Yes.
Bedu ate.
Yeah.
Ate this up. I loved the African touch. You know, I'm a braid hand.
Yeah, yeah.
So for me, this was absolutely amazing. I'm not sure who made the dress, though.
Do you have the info on that?
No, we don't.
And she changed hairstyles as well. Did you notice that?
No.
That the hairstyle that she has on the red carpet is not the same one that she has on the show. Yeah, she removed that.
Wow.
And then on the actual stage, she had like the big afro situation going on. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she had that huge hair.
Yes.
That's
not the hair that she had on the red carpet.
Yes, it wasn't. That was fire. But also, I just love how creative we can get with our hair as black women.
Yes.
Like the fact that there's even a way to quickly
switch it up.
That's dope. Oh wow.
Ooh, I feel like what made it amazing is the hair
for
me.
For sure.
And also the makeup was very minimalistic, you know, not too much. Ooh, wow.
And then Zozi's look, shout out.
Yeah, I want to see that because I did not see Zozi at all until I saw her on stage. So I did not see the red carpet. Let's see.
But you were there.
You can't see everybody.
How did Tuso's dress look live?
Because I did not see. Like I'm saying, I did not see her. I wish I could see it on the red carpet, what it looked like on the red carpet. But yeah.
I'm not necessarily a fan. I don't understand. Let me say I don't understand.
Zozi, don't do this to me.
I love her so much.
Okay, it looks cool to me. I don't know
it's
a red carpet
that
look.
That it is.
Yeah.
It's very cool.
But you see, that's why I wanted to see it on the red carpet.
It's
because now it's
editorial.
Edited. Yes.
I like more.
Looks
of...
more of like a magazine shoot.
Yeah.
You know?
I wish the top and the bottom were a similar thing.
But you see, can I just say this, guys? This is why I don't think it's fair to judge red carpet looks with studio photography. Wait, I'm getting that.
Okay.
With studio photography. That's why I always said, I don't like it when celebrities who are going to events take pictures before and they use those pictures to be the ones that are, this is my look for the event.
Yeah.
I want to see how does it look on the red carpet. You know,
do we have a picture of it on the carpet?
Yeah, it looks like we done.
I don't know.
Yes. You hate it when they do the photo
shoot? No, I'm just trying to find the right words because I'm on some designers.
Mm-hmm.
I love what you just did right now by shouting out Zama Swazi. Designers needs to understand that's the nyahore. I'm making this garment to be photographed on the red carpet without the studio lights. I'm making this garment for somebody, for this person to have movement.
Yes.
You understand? So that's why I appreciate people who will have a red carpet dress and an on-stage girl, because on stage you are moving, you are holding the trophy, you are ever so, like those little things, that's always my gripe about South Africa, like those little things matter.
We have fashion moments from America, like Kim Kardashian would rather not walk so that she can have like a proper structured dress where her body looks amazing, so that when they photograph her on the carpet, she looks amazing.
No one understands optics better.
I mean, fashion doesn't have to be comfortable.
Listen, my girl, Anele was the host, and we gotta talk about
Anele's looks. Gotta get into that
because she was the host.
I just know she wore a dress from Nolanga Maid. She's also my girl. Shout out. I know she works day and night to do her beading, like she likes doing everything from scratch. But which look was your favorite one? She did three looks, more than three, actually. She did like how many looks? Five?
I think four. Okay, so that's the red carpet.
Two white dresses.
Yeah, I think maybe four. Let's just say four.
Okay.
Yeah, cool.
Which one was your favorite?
As in which one I liked best?
Yes.
Ma'am.
You didn't like any.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it all. I love everybody's clothes.
She wants to remove the word.
Let me just say, I don't know fashion. Wow. I don't know fashion, so you guys will know what I'm being unbiased. Ne?
Yeah, it's okay, let's opinion. Just, I don't know fashion.
It's an
either.
Opinion.
Okay, cool. That's the thing.
Either. I like the the burlesque girl. You know, the tassels. What do you call those dresses?
Yeah, the tassel dress was amazing.
So, yeah.
She had
looked
the
amazing on her body.
Yeah, I like that one.
She that's actually looked nice, yeah. stunning.
Yeah, but we need to talk about the dress.
This is the Nolanga Maid dress.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
This is stunning, but I also feel like the design could have been structured in a way to celebrate her curves, her body.
Okay.
You know? I feel like it would have looked better, but the dress is stunning.
Yeah.
The dress is amazing. She looks great. Yeah.
But the red one, I'm sorry.
I like this one.
Which one?
It's the white one. Yeah,
that one is also my favorite.
The tassel white one.
Yes. Yeah.
The red one did not look flattering. I don't know fashion, but I could tell that the red one did. I don't know why.
Why? Yeah, this one. Why that design? Why? Yeah. Why that?
That did not work.
It looks like it's a keyhole design. I saw Kylie Jenner also like some keyhole. Maybe it's a new thing. I don't know.
But
why is it not here? Like, why is it here at the lower waist?
And it also goes back to that thing, you understand who you are designing for, right? Anele is not the kind of presenter like Kubonang that is prim and, you know, Anele moves. Anele is so when you
she's
do exactly
also.
Because she's a comedian as well. Yeah, you know, she's got that comedic thing in her. So if you're going to design a dress for her, if you open it up and all that sheer, as she moves around, that's so unflattering. That just.
But shout out to her. Her body looks great.
Yeah. In terms of
She did a lot to lose weight and stuff. So she looks amazing. I just felt like the designer could have done better.
Just like
the designer that did the tassel dress.
Yeah.
That one was amazing.
So it seems like we agree that all the white garments.
Yes, even the other white one with the cape was nice.
Okay, cool.
I feel like the red one, they could have changed that design, the sheer design in the center.
Yeah.
It was made well, though, but wow.
Did it wow.
For me. Well, what we talk about that?
Yes, we might as well talk about the Oscars. It was a busy weekend, guys. I was, with my kids. The awards are happening.
You were busy.
I was doing my own Oscars.
Doing your own Oscars. Giving.
Even Don Julio did their own Oscars. But let's talk about the actual Oscars.
Okay.
Gianna Taylor, 8.
Story, Jason.
That's all I'm thinking about.
Again.
Wow.
Again.
Again.
Yeah. Again. Not surprised. Can't be surprised. She cooked. And I love this actress space that she's in. You know what I mean? Because she's at all these awards and she's acting. She won an award. You know what I mean? So I'm just like, sometimes leaving that man can really be good for your health. Good for your wealth.
Be honest. They look good together though.
Come on.
No, they looked amazing.
Relationship issues aside.
Is it confirmed though? But, is the breakup confirmed?
It's been for a while.
No, not that one.
There's a new one.
Pierre Johnson.
Aaron Pierre.
There was a PR relationship.
They have broken up, I think.
I feel like that was her big comeback though. Worked.
No
good
man
PR.
With green eyes can do anything for
good
me.
Good PR for Tiana Taylor. But look at this dress.
Who's your stylist? They're cooking.
I don't know who the stylist is, but I know the dress is Chanel.
At this point, I would actually just be like, dude, we don't need to do a fitting. I trust you. I'll see you at the
awards. Yeah, I know.
Do you know what I mean? I'll see you
in also with that body, you can't go wrong.
You really can't go wrong. But like, that's why people, when they speak about Tiana, they always like, there's a difference between style and taste. Because she's always been the same girl. But in her growth, we've seen like, yo.
No, yeah, I think she, now she it's her time. Also, I like that she chose that the dramatic part must be at the bottom of the dress. It was so stunning, the feathers. Also, she was wearing 60 carats of diamonds.
Do stylists like...
no shortcuts.
Do stylists like know that like, for example, if... Okay, I'm your stylist. I'm going into the warehouse, Chanel. I'm like, yeah, I'm here to style Londi. And then I like something. Obviously, I guess the warehouse will say, Tiana's already wearing it. But yeah. I'm just saying that, like, the fact that no one ever comes in the same stuff, you know, it's they a know. Lot of keeping in touch.
Yeah, no. Designers will keep a track. Dress. Like, there are certain dress that you cannot touch. You can't. Because so-and-so. And also, remember that in America, it's honeys
I don't like. I'll say, come get the clothes. Oh, okay. And I give you the same dress.
If you're popping that season, they keep dresses for you. They're like, okay, it's either Kim or Tiana comes for this dress. Oh, and also sometimes they come through and they're like, we have a dress for Mang Mang. We're ready to dress her. And then obviously the stylist is now spoiled for choice. They're like,
who
are we going with? And I would
have just custom made. Like they, remember that same dress? Yeah, Tyler, the same dress, whatever. That was kind months in advance. That was custom.
Yes, that was a moment. Yeah.
Okay, who's this white man now?
Sinners.
I think his name is Jack O'Connell.
Okay.
Yeah, so he was Remick in Sinners. Shout out to Sinners. I absolutely love that movie. I don't know why I've only watched it once.
I couldn't finish it.
No. You need to get real. It was
my anxiety though.
I'm offended right now.
You need to know the line.
Immediately when they knocked on the door,
you said I'm out.
I was like, they're gonna die. I was like, they're gonna die.
No, because you need to know the line. The last time I seen my brother, the last time I saw the sun. Because if anyone asks me like, oh, how long ago did you see Phil? I'll just be like, the last time I saw the sun. Like, if I haven't seen you in long, I've taken that line from Sinners. But what I think was really cool is that I don't think he got to keep the fangs from the set. So he went and got his own Sinners.
Amazing.
Grills in.
Amazing.
To represent the movie. Insane. Isn't it? You said, who's this white? This white boy is riding. He's cooking.
Yeah, he's like, cooking.
It's insane. I think it's so dope because he's always been like a very simple person. I've watched some of his interviews. He doesn't like to be in the public eye.
No social media.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. He doesn't have social media and all that stuff. So the fact that he's like, it's okay, you know, I'm going to step out and I'm going to rip the movie, you know, and he came the fangs with blood on them. Yeah, I'm like,
ripping
damn.
The movie down.
No, I love him and I really don't care. He could be wearing boxers from the waist down.
Yeah, no.
I love his look because of that.
So for me, it's actors and performers who understand cross-pollination of content, right?
Yes.
Where whatever opportunity they have, they're going to promote their project.
Mm.
I love that. I love that. That girl that I don't like, what's it? This girl, she's insufferable.
Chappelle Rowan.
That girl.
I don't know. I
do not like. She complains about everything. She's all like, you know, people who spend their entire life chasing fame, and they get fame, and then every freaking second they are complaining about being famous. If you didn't want to be famous, go be a doctor, go be a nurse.
Ish.
You get what I'm saying? But anyway, we're not there.
Chappelle Rowan. Chappelle,
my girl.
We're not there, right?
Phil does not like you.
He does not like you, by the way.
On the red carpet, she's got these wild things that she would do on red carpet or these white looks, but they always tie to whatever project that she's doing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So like she went on the red carpet with a pig thing where she wore a prosthetic.
Wants attention so bad.
But she was besides that, she was promoting her next album without saying that I've got a next album. And the entire promotional and visual aspect of the next album was, you know, pig related.
Why do you hate her so much?
No, because
does she sing or does she sings?
You know, okay, let me tell you why. She sings.
See, when you hate someone, you know the most about them.
She sings. I don't know any of her music. No, she sings that song. Anyway, I can't even remember it. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's a video that was popping on TikTok this past week before the Oscars, right? Of this girl where she is in Paris for Paris Fashion Week.
Mm. Yeah.
Right? She decides to go to a celebrity hotspot restaurant.
Love it.
When there are thousands of restaurants in Paris that she could have gone to.
Mm.
She gets there and she acts all shocked for there's paparazzi outside wanting to take pictures of her. And she starts taking her own phone. This is how my life is, guys. You know,
like, I love it. I love it. I'm sorry. I love it.
What the hell?
No, I love it.
No,
and she does that all the time. Sorry, babe. Yeah. She does that all the time.
Fake
like,
it till you make
she
it.
She goes on the red carpet and just complains all the damn time. And I'm also like, oh, why did you become famous?
Name? I have to follow her.
No, but the thing
I'm
is,
so entertained.
but the thing is, it's like, I think sometimes people try too hard to be relatable. Do you know what I mean? If I'm a big ass celebrity and someone asks me, what's the price of milk? I don't know. I'm rich, bitch. Like,
okay.
No, but honestly, like, why are you trying so hard to be relatable? And I'm not saying celebrities aren't real people, I'm saying when you try so hard to show, Chief, I've never heard Rihanna say some shit like that. Everyone knows Rihanna's a real person.
Yeah.
She's real in her own way, but she's real as a celebrity, as Rihanna.
Exactly.
Now you want to be there, like, I can't even go to the store without,
thing of being real? Some people feel like they always have to, like, be not upper class. Is being real associated with
poverty,
being,
I don't
like average
that.
And poor?
Yeah, like, I don't like that.
That's my thing.
Like, I don't like that.
Why?
But this is not what this girl is doing. Here's my thing. Okay, let me just end it here.
Like,
No, because we need, wait.
This is a Chapel Road hate account.
Oh, my God. Chaperon.
Londi, here's the thing, right? You know what people when they see you.
I don't know.
People when they see you want to take pictures.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? Because you are a familiar face and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
So if you go to a spot where there's gonna be a lot of people. If you go to at least go Jemeli.
Is that a hot spot, Jemeli?
No,
man, not even Jemeli.
Like, I think it's Saint.
Saint.
And Zoo.
Zoo, I love Zoo. Oof. Yeah?
Hotspots.
If you go to a space where you know that it's expected that you're going to find people who want to take pictures of you, don't go there and then complain. That's the point that I'm trying to make.
But that's her content.
There's a reason why Bonang will not go to Melville.
But that's her content.
Because
it's her content.
If Bonang goes to Melville and start complaining, I was in Melville and I was accosted.
People follow her to see what she's going to complain about next.
I don't mind a celebrity saying that, like, yo, this life is different or whatever. For me, it's just a thing of if you're saying that's her whole personality.
Yeah.
You know, and like for me, then it sounds like you're just trying to, like I said, seem relatable. Like, I just want to walk around in my... Do you know, it's
you're not living
that. That's what I'm saying. I would have rather just been like, I'm rich, bitch.
That's
like,
it. Purr.
Like, over the balcony. Hi, guys. I'm leaving this hotel right now because you're harassing me. I'm going to a penthouse across the city because I'm rich, bitch.
That's a similar thing happened to me.
Like,
I was on live and I was wearing a Gucci hat and someone was like, wow, Londi, how much is that hat? I'm like, wow, hats are actually cheap at Gucci. The hat was like, I think that time it was 8K. I was like, wow. Hats are actually, and everyone was like,
now you sound out of touch, but it's like, that's
everyone
your reality.
Everyone just came for me, and I'm just like, well, hats are cheap at Gucci.
In comparison to other prices.
You get what I'm saying?
Yes.
To other
not
things,
that 8K
at the store,
is nothing.
At the Gucci store.
Yeah.
Not comparing with Zara.
How much is.
this one's only
6.2.
Wait. Just for that scuff?
Yeah, but that's cheap for Gucci.
Quickly.
Oh, sorry.
Look, I don't mind spending a lot of money on sneakers because that can last for like forever and then you can use it with different things. The thing
this
about
one is also going to last forever.
Yes, it will. But
my baby,
thing,
I still have
how many
scarves
outfits
from
can you wear that with?
Wait. Down to your daughter.
Lodi, how many outfits can you wear with that?
Huh?
How many outfits can you wear with that specific scarf?
It's pink. It matches with everything.
Oh, okay. Mm-mm.
I can be wearing brown, green, blue. Yes.
I would gladly drop like 15K whatever on a sneaker whatever because I know it's gonna last a long time. You know
this
what I mean?
Yeah.
But you know, designer sneakers are actually like not
that expensive.
They are expensive, but they're not worth the money.
Huh?
Price wise, yes. A Nike sneaker probably more or better materials were put into making this than a, and I do have designers because I like them. I'm not saying I don't like them.
No, but I think I think all luxury. We know the scam, Pella. Now we know the scam. We know the scam.
They about the manufacturing.
Ask
about the manufacturing.
Mommy is a designer. Of my niggas were it's design. Sneaker. It's like me going to 21 Love Day. You know where they make the dress. I'm giving.
What's 21 Love Day and where is it and what are we talking about?
Donosa, babe.
what is
that? No, it's a kind of place where they call it. Yeah, yeah,
where
they get,
yeah, yeah, yeah. You know? No, yeah. I'm saying that the cost, even if like someone who works at a designer store will tell you that the cost of making a designer shoe is not.
It's business.
Yeah, no, I'm not. That's what I'm saying. They are expensive and it's nice to wear.
Yeah.
Shout out. Love designer sneakers.
No, but the quality is better. I have Nike sneakers, I have LV sneakers, I have Gucci sneakers, but let me tell you, the sneakers that have lasted me the most are my designer ones.
In terms of investment, you'd rather invest in a bag.
I can insure my LV stuff. You can't insure your Nike sneakers, can you? I've never tried.
Okay, invest in a bag.
Okay, wait. Let me throw a spin in there. Don't you think that your more designer stuff last longer because you don't abuse them as you would.
I don't abuse any of my clothes.
I'm a baby.
You only abuse your clothes if you have one. If you have one
Real
sneaker,
Housewives
you will abuse the sneaker. You only abuse it because you have one or two. Right. But if you have, you know, even if you have sneakers as a pep, just get 10 so you don't abuse it.
Wait. Damn. Hey, Lodi, I'm a baby. Yo. So what do you like? When you see a sneaker that you like, you get more than one so that you don't end up abusing one.
No, more than one designer sneaker.
So the cheap,
I have
on
a
the
friend
level.
That likes wearing replica stuff,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, my friend. Sorry, friend. Yeah. Sorry, you know friend. It's you, but... Yeah.
Damn.
Then she buys many of that same item so that when it, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, I think that's economical.
You see what I'm saying? It's economical. But just get the real stuff.
But what is the real stuff, though? Like, here's the thing.
What do you mean?
You know, craftsmanship is important, right? But now we live in a time where fast fashion is where these luxury brands are actually making money themselves.
Okay, you have a point.
So that couture where you had to go to Milan or you go to whatever to actually see your thing being made does not exist anymore because it's not even making them money.
But I still wear my designer stuff from 7 years back.
I get that.
Man, and it still looks new. Yeah. Even my bags. Mm. I still have my bags from 10 years ago. Every time I carry that bag. And the older it gets, it's like, wow, you've got the vintage, you know, Chanel bag. You've got the vintage
LV. So when you give this to your daughter, it's going to have the vintage Gucci scarf.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then also, even like, it's like the never fool, the older it is, you can see with you, oh, you've been buying designer. Oh my God. And then it just looks better. The color changes because it's leather.
Yeah.
But
actually,
I
saw
really
someone
like
saying
designer.
That about celebrities and like Birkins, for example. They were just like, I miss the days when celebrities would treat Birkins because they were just like some snapshots of like, I can't remember her name, but she was chilling at a restaurant and she had her Birkin on the floor.
Mm.
And people were like, I miss when Birkins had character.
Yeah. Megan Thee Stallion.
No, not Megan.
She
some,
did that.
No.
She put it on the floor.
Okay, maybe her, but I'm talking about some older lady that is not around anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they were just like, yeah, when Birkins had character, when they were actually used as everyday bags. I mean, yes, you still had to be rich to have them.
Yeah.
But it's still like a real bag. It's not something that's kept in the cupboard where you only bring it out on occasion.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
I get
so it's
you.
Like, you know, it's also nice when you never obviously want to ruin your designer stuff or like I guess, but it's also nice when they have some character because like you said then it's like yo you been had this you know what I mean like it doesn't need to be in pristine condition because then you touch it and you're like oh my goodness do I really want to take it out today it has to be a big day you know what I mean whereas like when you use it it has the character that like hey man it is what
you
it
know
is.
Somebody said this the other day, I don't know where I saw it, was it on TikTok or a documentary, or whatever. Somebody said something about the fact that the biggest scam that Tommy Hilfiger made on the fashion industry is trying to convince people that he was not a luxury brand because he was using black people, right? And I was sitting there thinking,
but the quality of
I was sitting there waiting. I'm like, what do you mean? And I remember something. I saw this, you know, when the Gucci series came out with Lady Gaga and whatever. Somebody had said something somewhere that I read or seen where they were like, Gucci for the longest time tried to become exclusive and exclude, you know, like the urban,
you know, community. Let's just say, yeah, like the black people.
Yeah, they
can changed. I say, right? Until it got to a point where the black people at a lower tier from luxury, whatever, were buying so much Gucci that they just could not avoid.
These niggas got us.
They just could not avoid the black people. Use me. Like, and what happened with at Gucci is exactly what happened with LV. Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Because LV started seeing what
we
was happening
buy
with
more
Gucci.
Designer,
Gucci
yeah.
was making money because their lower tier, their higher tier clientele, because now they were seeing celebrities wearing Gucci and black people wearing Gucci. They were like, oh, no, we're not touching Gucci anymore.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. At the end of the day, Gucci was making money. So you had all these luxury brands that were telling themselves that they will never go lower. Go in there like your LV, your Balmain, your... Anyway.
I love this. I love it.
We got to burn the designer. Now that I'm hearing, they wanted to exclude us, we got to burn the designer.
Vela, how did we get it? Hey, guys, we need to congratulate some people.
I love designer chats. What else? What are we talking about?
No, let's just congratulate some people, for instance. Very quickly before we leave the Safdas conversation. That's how we got here. We're talking about fashion from the Oscars.
Back to the Safdas.
But we need to give some shout-outs. That's where we are, right?
The people that won.
The biggest winner of the night was Inande Mfenyane. We are all for girl power. Yeah. And she's the biggest because...
We're doing our own sound effects.
Yeah.
This is big because of this, right? This is a girl who came from Generations. It will make sense in a second when you talk about Generations. She's a girl who came from Generations. And after the fame of Generations, whatever, it was a bit, you know...
Yeah.
She's been in the industry for 19 years and she has never been... nominated for a SAFTA or even won a SAFTA.
Damn.
So this was her first SAFTA. And
I don't know.
Inimba is a big show right now. So a lot of people were excited. Like, I tell you this, in the room, hers was the only category that the whole room erupted.
Wow.
When she was announced as the best supporting actress in a telenovela. So big up to her.
Joyous
we love
celebration
you,
to Zinande.
Quick one, shout out to Bongo Khoza.
Yes!
He won Best Actor on that show. I'm sorry.
It's a crush.
It's not my crush. It's a show.
I feel you.
Yeah, it's a show. Itonga, guys. I don't think Itonga was a great show.
It was in the beginning. We always fight about this.
I feel like
the first 50 episodes were amazing. Yeah. But he did amazing.
Yeah, he did amazing.
As an actor.
Yeah, because here's the thing. He's the only actor in South Africa to have been nominated in the entire history of the thing, on three categories of three different genres. Ooh, so he was nominated for Best Actor in Comedy, Best Actor in Telenovela. Can't remember the other one, but yeah, three. So big up to him.
Funny guy, action guy, he does everything.
Yeah. Wow. The biggest shocker of the night, obviously, was Youngins winning. And I understand why.
Winning what?
Youngins was
winning
great.
Best Telenovela.
I watched it. It was great.
It was so great. Because also, the ending was amazing.
First season, yes.
Youngins was great.
First season, yes.
Don't.
Second season, third season.
This season, the last one.
Yeah, the third one.
It was amazing. Okay. Let me tell you, I watched it.
Yeah, I liked first. I liked
with
the first
my boyfriend,
season.
He was entertained.
Yeah.
He was like, "Oh, fuck abantwana." Oh, fuck abantwana lava. But on.
Yeah, look, a lot of people think that Inimba should have won. I liked the first season of Youngins. I did not think that, you know. But anyway, you know, it can't all be about me.
Yeah, man.
And speaking of that, now we've got Umfundi Vundla doing what needs to read the room, guys.
But
in
wait,
my opinion,
wait, I see my awards. Who decides who wins the awards?
Okay, so the awards, there's a committee, there's a panel of industry insiders, right?
Okay.
That are given show reels for each category. So if you are Shamiso, the presenter one, let's say Shamiso was acting, right? So Shamiso will have a show reel of her performance for that season.
Right.
For that season, like she will have a show reel and then you send that in and then those people who are judging that category will be sent that show reel to watch and they'll be like, okay, cool. This was a great performance or this was not a great performance and all of that.
Does it count that the show was popular or not? Because now you're complaining that Inimba should?
Yeah, it shouldn't. But the Inimba situation, those are categories that are popular votes. Like for Inimba, for best presenter
Youngins
and best...
Was also popular.
Wait.
I need to kaze guy.
So for best... presenter
yes
and best telenovela or is it telenovela soap, people have to vote
Right.
For that.
So telenovela, Youngins was voted for?
Yes, by the people. But I just
and it's the Youngins that vote.
Yeah. On the presenter side, you know, you had Double KD nominated and all these people, which I...
KD again?
Yeah. Fezile won. You know, I love you, my brother. You know, you're my boy. But hey, I did not. I don't think I. You know.
You know, I love you, my brother. You're my boy.
You know, it's coming.
But
you just know it's coming.
No, but here's the thing. Fezile is not that big on social media. Okay. Wait. Fezile is on an SABC show that is not that...
Ukankasile.
How did that happen?
Facebook. Where is he popular?
Ah, yeah. Maybe go Facebook. Hey.
Yeah, and Facebook people vote. Hey?
They do actually vote.
You would be amazed.
Yeah, you're right.
Yes.
Mara, I'm not going to lie.
Who was he up against? Who do you think should have won?
I would have loved for Kerry to have won. And... Not because I know.
Daddy, we love you. Yeah.
Can I qualify it so that people don't
please,
say?
Please qualify.
You're only saying that because you know his community and don't know any whatever. No. I like. Kelly should have won.
Kelly keen for that.
So Kelly should have won because he's put in the work. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's been in the industry for the longest time.
Did you vote?
Emma Bill, man.
Can't she do one, but did you vote?
Did you vote?
Emma Bill, friend. Let me allow me to land, please.
Okay, land, friend. Same way in Manje, land.
Yeah,
okay,
let me land. Stop. I like it when our watch shows reward people who've made an effort. The people who come into the industry, they don't care about the core. A branding or a fashion, whatever. You know, kids like about Katie, they actually understand.
He's dragging.
Ah, fuck all, yeah.
You dragging,
moving on.
You're dragging your friend. You said you love him. Now he has no fashion sense.
He's not
well skilled to be a presenter.
He does,
it's okay.
Him.
Moving on. Moving on.
Feels not your friend.
Feels not your friend.
Did you vote for Katie? Did you vote for Kelly?
Yes.
Okay.
So many
times.
What?
I can't say that. That's like on Big Brother. No, but there's a thing though. That's like on Big Brother. When people ask me, who are you voting for? I can't say that. It's unprofessional.
Did you vote for someone?
My friends, in Kerukha, but you could put some rubies.
Guys, no, I want to cry. Stop it.
No, but guys, it's unprofessional. Like, I can't say who I'm voting for and all that stuff. I can't.
Said, I can't say that. Excuse me.
Let's talk about the food.
Are you gonna cook him as well?
He's gonna cook him.
I'm ready to.
He
I'm not happy.
Well. Oh, yeah.
Like your friend.
So, Lily Sharp, are you guys ready to move on?
Make up your same melt here, but it's fine. Let's go.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, there we go. Yeah, no, this, yeah. See, with Fundi, I was on his side, right?
Yeah, shut up.
Until he started being rude about everything. Like, I was definitely on his side. I get him.
Yeah.
I get him.
Yeah.
He's right. Sometimes you have to read the contract,
yeah. Okay,
right?
I want to hear what
you can't
about,
now. Okay, let's go to him first and then we come back.
Just so I can agree or disagree with you.
Oh, I'm so dead. Suddenly, August 2014.
Yeah.
The actors we hear are fired, but before that,
yeah,
they're on strike.
Yeah, I'm shooting a scene with Menzi Ngubane, and right in the middle of the scene, whilst the scene is being shot, Tato walks into the scene. I mean, the scene is being shot. This guy is an actor. He just walks into the scene.
Is this Tato Mulamu?
Yeah, he just walks in, whispers something in Menzi's ear, Menzi drops everything and walks out. Bang.
Mm-hmm.
It becomes clear that the issue is they're not happy with the fact that they're not getting royalties. And my response is that, look, I don't... That's a legitimate issue, of course, you know, but there's no light item in my budget which says royalties for actors. Royalties are paid by the broadcaster. Number one, I don't own the show. It's owned by the broadcaster. So the onus for the royalties lies with the broadcaster. So basically what they were doing is that given my name and maybe my stature, they wanted me to go and fight that battle, and I refused.
Why did you refuse, Baba?
My point is, you are actors. You go and fight your own battles. I have my own battles to fight as a producer.
The reality is...
No. I have a contract.
Mm.
I have a contract I have to deliver to
SABC.
To the SABC. And them being on strike puts me in breach of contract. So I said, I'm not going to be in breach. So you get out of here. You have walked out. You have 4 days, something. I gave them a deadline to return to work. If you don't return to work, I gave them time to return to work. If you don't, it's all over. They didn't turn up. And that was it. I said, well.
Obviously, that was.
Bye. I created a show which I was extremely proud of. It's my dream. And I said, nobody's going to mess my dream. You don't mess my dream. No, you don't mess with my dream.
So yeah, that's who Baba Mfundi. What's anyone?
Hey, Kun Makalo. Do you like him first?
No, because that is why I want you to speak first. Because I have an aversion to what he's saying. Because what he's doing right now, there's an element of revisionist history that he's doing.
He is.
What I said, like, I wish that he would have left Umenzi Ngubane's name
out of it,
because
a lot
what
happened.
He had
to perform while he was ill.
Exactly. You know,
for me, that got a bit sensitive when he mentioned that part. Yeah.
And the late Menzi had to come out and say, look, you're telling lies.
Yes.
Why are you telling people that you paid for my medical,
imagine,
whatever, when you didn't?
Nothing
you
was understand? Paid for.
And the man is late. So I wish that he could have not mentioned that and leave it out of that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. That's actually,
with that,
no. Try me.
Yeah.
Let's be clear about something. Oof. What he's saying right there that you think that is actually legitimate, when he's saying that he's owing a responsibility to the broadcaster to produce the show because that's his contract, right? Sounds legitimate and But here's the thing. That's like saying you are hired by a company to build a building.
Right.
You have to go hire construction workers.
Mm.
Understand? But you are not making sure that these construction workers are getting their dues and all of that, right? And then when somebody comes to you and asks you, no, my responsibility is to the company for me to finish this building.
Mm.
Who's going to finish that?
Yeah.
You can't do it on your own.
And they have to complain to
you.
You need
the workers to go do that. Do you understand? Yes, the royalty thing is not a production company thing. I get that.
Yeah, it's really not.
I get that the production companies are not
even
responsible.
Even with musicians, you can't now go to the record label. You have to go to...
Exactly. You know, I get that.
Samuel,
however,
it's a whole different...
You cannot, as a boss, you hire these people. You cannot remove yourself from the responsibility like that. That is disingenuous and that is not fair.
Can I ask, since I don't have a lot of this knowledge, what are royalties when it comes to, because obviously I understand royalties when it comes to music, but I'm saying when it comes to acting, does it mean that, like, because obviously music is always played and it can play in years to come and you can play when you've died. So I'm saying when it comes to acting, what are actor royalties? What is it that about? I'm genuinely trying to understand.
Residual and royalties is something similar. It's also similar to what's happening in the music industry as well, right? So what should happen? Do you know a little show in America called Friends?
Yes.
Yes, love it.
Thank you very much. Do you know what the people who acted on that show,
are still getting paid.
Like, and they are rich because of it.
Whenever Netflix is still playing it or whatever.
I watch it even in the flight. I love it.
There's another show called Two and a Half Men.
Yes, that. Amazing.
Do you know
also
why Charlie Sheen on that show was the highest paid and the most richest? It's because of things like royalties and residuals.
Yes. Okay.
So in America, there's a cap when once you've flighted or shot 100 episodes, you move into syndication. That's how the Oprah Winfrey's got rich.
But is it in the contract?
Yes. Because America's industry...
Is it in the
generation? I'm getting that.
Okay.
America's... America has a legislated industry.
America.
Yes. Where there are rules that you have to abide by in the entertainment industry. If you don't, then you are in trouble because it's in the government, legislated, whatever. Oh. We don't have that in South Africa. Mm. Do you understand? So
we didn't have it.
Yeah, we didn't have
it. So why were they
it.
Asking for it?
Because they are. It's due to them. That just because, okay. Hey, that's a good. It's a good question. It's a good question, but it's an unfair question. It is a good question.
Yeah. They hate it, but
so residual. Let me just finish this. So royalties, similar thing. So what had happened is with this generations thing. Every time that a show an episode is flighted anywhere after the TX. You need to be paid because that's where the royalties kick in.
It makes sense.
Kicking out residuals,
it
right?
It makes sense.
But we don't have that in South Africa. Fine. The problem that became so glaring is when now this show is being shown in Jamaica. Generation.
Oh.
Yeah, Generations. Yeah, it's in Jamaica.
Even.
In the Caribbean.
Chris Brown.
No, Baba.
Yeah, people in the Caribbean could watch Generations. And that was before the streaming. Remember, that was
that's
before the Netflix and whatever. No.
Yeah, sorry to break your word. That's what I was going to ask because I was like, okay, Shep, like with Friends, obviously you can find it on a Netflix or whatever. So I was just asking, like, in terms of Generations, where was it going to be a repeated thing for royalties to become a conversation?
It was repeated across African territories and the Caribbean
as well.
So why is
it not on like Showmax or Netflix? Because Yizo Yizo is on Netflix.
I think maybe there's an IP issue.
Yeah.
I think because Generations is owned by SABC.
I'm very interested to know where else.
So that's the thing. So at that time, we didn't have mass streamings and whatever, right? Mm. So the only repeat thing globally that was happening outside of South Africa was
Generations
being shown in all these
loved
other territories.
So
and those actors had every right to say, look, if you... Because when that show is shown there... SABC is making money. And through SABC, Fundi Vundla is making money because why? He is the executive producer. So is that thing, Yahore? Everybody is making money except the people who are actually on screen.
But it's like Housewives. They don't come back and they pay you again when it's on Bravo.
No, but
now it's like the show is just playing. You got that check and it's done.
That shouldn't
be. So that's
be.
Why I'm
that
asking.
Shouldn't that shouldn't be.
Now, I turned down a campaign recently because they're like, we want to use the content for a year. I said, for a year?
No.
And as an ad on Instagram, I said, never for a year with this fee.
Yeah.
No, if you're going to use my, you need to get.
Let the money make sense.
Why is TV like that, though? I feel like it only happens in the TV.
It's simple. It's simple, guys.
It doesn't happen in the music industry. Even if your song is used in a show,
in an
ad. You keep getting paid. Mm. Why is the TV and full industry like that?
Because it's unlegislated.
Why?
There is, we're going to get too deep now. Our government refuses to protect performers in this country. And there's a legislation and there's a something called the performance. That one,
that
bill.
Yeah,
that one. The PPA, right? And that bill does not only protect our actors.
Mm-hmm.
It protects everybody. Mm. Whether you're a content creator, whether you are whatever, it protects you because it says that we are putting in rules that say you need to work for this many hours. Once we skip those hours, you are able to claim overtime.
Wow.
Do you understand? It says, because you are part of the labor force, which now you are not seen as a part of the labor force. Now you are seen as a freelancer, a contracted freelancer. So you don't get the benefits of everybody else who's working
this
economy. So there's no pay as you earn. Mm-hmm. There's no, working that thing when you finish working, working.
Commission.
No. You know, in
oh,
regular
retirement.
No, in regular thing. Baby Zhang, oh, this thing when you pension what?
Pension fund.
That those you don't that.
I thought even end of the day, not end
of
the
day. No, I'm like
I wasn't even talking about but anyway, so we don't have to. So anybody who's a creative does not have the benefit of anybody else who's working in the economy of South Africa.
They don't.
However,
they don't.
This industry.
Let me say that.
Yeah.
Because as when you get hired for jobs these days, whatever you're doing, you're hired as a supplier or as a freelancer.
True.
So you don't get full-time employment
benefits.
Like medical aid, pension
funds. You're not even employed.
You're
actually not employed. They will say in the contract that you are not employed by us.
Yes.
That's why we have
Do
so
not say
many
that you are an employee of ours. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you are technically, you can go to somewhere every single day. Do you know what I mean? Like when I was doing every single day. And then it's still a thing of like, yeah, but we're not your employer. Don't claim that we are your employer. So when you're applying for a visa, even you have to go ask nicely, like, please, can you just write that I'm employed by here? Because technically I am, but I can't say that because you have a contract as a freelancer. You sign up to be a freelancer.
But they can give you
or they will give you. Yeah, no, it's fine. But I'm saying that you're not employed by them and you are a freelancer or a supplier.
Shams,
you're
talking about visas.
Like,
bring it simple as this.
Oh, shit.
An actor right now going to the bank trying to buy a car through the bank is a problem.
Ooh.
Because you are not a full-time employed, whatever. You are,
speak on it. It's so horrible. They always say, can we have your pay slip?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's all like...
Who has?
Because you have Serene. To. Also, you have to. No, the thing is, because you have to still then invoice every month.
Yes.
Like I said, a supplier. Like I came and installed a TV in your house, and I'm invoicing you for it. You have to invoice every month. Yeah. So even a payslip is like your jesso.
Because get a house so tough, guys.
Like
even a damn rental.
Yeah. Right, let's strike.
They failed.
You fired them. Exactly. The show got boring. Generation's legacy was boring.
Yeah,
because
you know, in class when you like, she can't give all of us detention.
Yeah,
I think it was one of those things that like we can't all get fired if we all don't go.
You are
go.
So
and
real
then he
about
said,
that.
Fuck it.
But guess what happened?
That's so funny.
And if there was unity, like, and whatever, I remember at the time I said something along the lines of, guys. A president company just decided to fire 16 people.
Yeah.
And there's nothing. Actually,
nothing's being done.
I was like, imagine if one Monday,
I'd be so sad.
All the production companies that are doing soap in South Africa,
Spongile.
They're like, we're not going to work
it
until this is
so. The Dlamini is, why was she the only person that complained? It's tough when you're the only person that complains. Why isn't everyone saying, listen, I'm a production aspect dead?
Yeah.
Can we not try and fix this issue? Like Joe Busha, let's all go on a strike.
Yeah.
Let's do something about it.
Because now the industry makes you feel because you're even so disposable. Got boring. It's like, okay, you think you're the only cool girl I can find. No.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
What if you're the only cool girl?
But that's what I'm saying. This industry is very big on like, okay.
Yeah, next.
You, yeah, next, 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 okay, next. There's another cool
to our
girl.
Roomies.
There's another girl
because,
who...
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
explain
to our roomies what we're talking about.
There was a post.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There was a post by a lady called Luanda Zwane.
Yes.
And she was speaking about the fact that she left... Which show was it?
Smongi and the Dlaminis.
Yes. And she was saying basically that she left the show because there was a woman colleague of hers who was just kind of like on her ass and not making work easy. And then the woman kind of said like, yo, do you want to be an actor or do you want to be an advocate? You must decide. And then also told her that like, yo, I'll make sure that you never see a screen of day ever again.
Imagine.
You know what I mean? Because of her... wanting to be treated a certain way on set or just, you know, just being, you know, I'm sure she had her grievances at work and they weren't being heard or whatever the case may be. So it then just brings up the conversation of like, yo, number one, this industry will like, you don't, what is it called?
You always have the words. How are you asking that?
Stick to the status quo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Status quo. Minang is the status quo.
If you don't stick to it or follow it, rather follow the status quo, then you could just be out. And it's a thing of you can leave now. I'll get another you tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why a lot of the times I think that like people in the industry really don't get enough grace for like certain environments that they stay in or certain things that might happen that you kind of not necessarily allow, but you're like, ish, you know, like, but if I say this, then how long is it going to take for me to get a new job? You know what I mean? Yeah. And also, like I said, you, like, my mom always told me growing up that, like, Shami, you got to have brains because looks aren't enough. Do you know what I mean? And then when I got into this industry, she also said to me, Chief, there's always going to be younger, there's always going to be hotter, there's always going to be talented, there's always going to be trip. Whatever you think makes you special, there's always going to be another one.
Yeah.
And you will always be treated like that.
But I think the Luanda thing, it's more about the abuse of power that we have enabled in our industry, right?
Mm-hmm.
The lady that she's talking about, or the person that she was talking about, is actually a commissioning editor.
You know
And
her?
We've had...
Question mark.
I'm coming there. Hey,
you know your question.
Learned it today. Wait till you're on my case. You are on my freaking case today.
Yay. We want to know. The roomies want to know.
So here's the thing. There's been a culture of I'm a commissioning editors in our industry who have been abusing their power.
Okay.
Do you understand? Because commissioning editors were given so much power so let me explain to the roomies. So commissioning editors are people where, let's say Lundi has an idea for a show, right? And they want it to be on Zanzi Magic or on whatever.
Uh-huh.
The person that's going to approve that thing and take it to the higher bosses, whatever, it's a commissioning editor.
Okay.
You know, so they commission work
kind
of thing, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And yes, they do have that power. They have power. Né? I'm not going to minimize their importance in the chain. They do have power. But a lot of them have been abusing it for years. There are stories on stories of boardroom and bedroom politics. There are stories and stories of I'm a commissioning editor, some fetu, umuntoko now set lapini, nabantuba ke, santini, and then has to at 3 a.m. call the producer and say, hey, come and pay my bill.
Is that where they also steal people's ideas?
Yes, that's where it happens. Mm. Where you've got an idea, whatever, commissioner editor, no, this is not going to work for us.
Yeah.
Jiggy jiggy, so you want on TV. Why? Because it's such an idea, yes. Because they're going to give him a cut back. I say, hey, wait, now, this is this idea. It's going to be so dope. Do a pitch there.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things. So for me, I think a reckoning needed to happen where we needed to clean the industry. And I don't give a fuck because I don't want to be on TV anymore. I don't care about the TV landscape anymore.
TV.
No, because digital has democratized.
Yeah.
You know, like things like this has democratized the content platforms.
Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes.
And I love that. Oh. So this power that these people have always had over us. Do you know, Hori? Somebody could want you to go present an award to the SAFTAs. And then some fucking CE would say, Hori, no, not Londi. Not because Londi can't do it, but because Londi refused to. Oh, maybe she was at a club with Ama girls. Londi passed by and did not agree to make him feel big. Because of that, not because of your talent or because of anything. Simply because this person wanted a moment and you did not give him that moment. Your doors will be closed. Oh, but sorry, I'm very passionate about it because it annoys me.
So I'm thinking, do I know them?
The who was, don't speak.
I speak. No.
I'm not saying it's not a real
thing. The industry is changing, guys.
No, it is. I don't know the ins and outs of that role.
But I haven't seen.
Have I ever had one? Like, I don't know.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no. Continue. That's all. No, I'm saying that.
I haven't seen Uzwane on any other series. That's my thing.
She's on Spinners, the second season of Spinners.
Spinners, okay.
And Spinners is an international show.
It's co-produced by Canal Plus.
Before Canal Plus bought Multi Choice, they were already involved.
So the lady
Spinners
was wrong.
She's doing well.
The lady was wrong.
She
tried though.
Well, they didn't need her to read the room.
I was upset. I stopped watching the show.
Yeah, yeah. I know, season two, I didn't work. But big up to creatives.
She was the lead.
No, but
the
big up,
lead.
Yes. Yeah, she was the lead.
Oh my goodness. And she had
big
to,
up to creators who are able to leave a job like that where you are a lead on a popular
I was
telenovela.
Worried.
That telenovela was the most watched telenovela on Mzansi Wethu. At some point they reached 2 million, which means that they were beating Mzansi Magic's numbers.
Anything with Zulu people.
Like. So it was a successful production. Eh?
Whoa.
No, get along.
Anything with Zulu people.
Speak on that. No, but okay.
Rod,
so what are you saying?
German?
I'm saying that
saying?
People.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Being on a production that
saying?
Successful,
no,
she was able to say, "I will walk away
so
from
I'm
this."
So I'm saying,
for my
in terms of because we're all in the same industry, would you guys make the same move? Like, if you felt like something...
I have.
No, okay. So is it... But then
wait,
is there move? A line?
Guys, wait.
No, as in, I see something. Yeah. I don't like it. I don't appreciate it. And I'm going to say, fuck this. I'm out. Or is it a thing of like, ish, but I'm the lead. And like, oh, pay my bills. Damn. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because
I will and
I've
I
never
have.
Been in that position. Thank you, Lord. I hope I never am. But I've never been in that position where I have to decide between what I feel is acceptable for me in terms of either my moral compass or my sanity and money.
You have, but you maybe might not, because there was maybe not a monetary one, you didn't realize it.
Yeah.
It's that thing. Like, for instance, when I say I have, this is what I mean, right? I was hired on a television show where they had headhunted me and said, we want you, Film Pela, to be on this, right? And I get there, and as soon as I'm there, they want to change me. And no, you can't say that. No, you can't do that. You can't, but you came to me because of who I am. Because
now you want
to because
change
you
that.
Said, Thor, we appreciate what you do. We appreciate that you are honest. We appreciate that you can give a voice to the industry and be
but
real.
But now they're changing.
But now you're trying to make me into some fluffy presenter or whatever. I'm not that. And I walked away.
I hear you. I think I would do that too when it comes to who I am, because I'm like, you know what, people like and don't like me for who I am. So now I must become this like nicely packaged, easily palatable thing.
She did her big one.
Yeah. But,
and okay, I hope she continues to get jobs moving forward, because she also like, you're not going to stop my blessings. Only God can.
Yes.
Only God can. It's never going to be you, a mere mortal on this earth. What are you talking about?
And we love, you know, this females lady that are taking space, and not just taking space in terms of wanting to be activists or anything like that. You know, women who are willing to say, you know what, this is my truth. And I love that, Chorus, this is not a gender thing.
Yes. Like,
the person
do
that was doing
this
to her,
Paul,
was female,
Paul,
according
to
her.
You know,
get what I'm saying?
Lady,
so she's able to...
Do you know this lady?
Do you have suspicions?
Yes.
I'm not saying...
Nobody. This is simple. Okay. No, because the thing is that... you can tell who this is. So this girl is saying, I was on the first season. I was on this show.
Yes.
And I left because of this person. Anybody can simply just go to Showmax now, it's still available. Go watch the first season of Sibongile and the Daminis.
Check the credits.
And check the credits. That's the thing. You know, I can't say the name, because here's the thing. I don't like pylons.
Yeah.
You know, because this lady, a lot of people have been saying she did, but I've seen a change in her and an evolution in her. And Mina, I'm one of those people who are, there's certain things that you do when you're younger.
You.
Yes.
Oh.
You understand? Because the film pillar that I am
now,
right now,
was she younger?
I never had power.
Was she younger? This was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
I'm just saying, Jorge, I don't like pylons. Let me just leave it at that. You understand? Because sometimes there's certain things that you do because of certain situations, and then you get out of it. Because I've seen the
But we're not going to make excuses
difference.
For bullies.
It's not about excuses per se. But you're right, actually.
Yeah,
like,
we're not doing that. You knew exactly what you were doing. Nah. Unanga, I know 40 something. 2 years ago, she was a grown.
I think she's in her late 30s.
How old is who? The bully or
the bully?
The bully.
The bully. I don't know any of these people.
But that's what they.
But also,
guys, can you just be? Can you just admit, Hori, the culture also enables certain behaviors?
Oh yes.
The culture does. So the culture at these production companies and
maybe
these
she was also pressured, you know?
I'm not even trying to get deep, but I actually, when you speak about culture, I actually saw a TikTok where someone was saying that, like, listen, don't tell your kids no. And then when they say why, you say, because I said so.
Yeah.
Because you actually are teaching them to just fall in line and not question.
But you know what I do?
I'm talking about that culture now, because then you're just like, hey, but that's my boss. And you're not like, actually, why? Why?
But do you know what I do as a mom?
Yeah.
When you say no to something,
explain.
You give them something else. You show them that there's options in life.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
When they say no to this, there's also this.
No, you
so
can't
if
go
I say
to nights, but we
if
can
I
go
say
on
you
Saturday.
You can't play with the knife, I'm gonna give you a toy. Like this.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm taking this, but I'm giving you this. So I'm teaching them that when you take, it's not that you're always gonna be left with nothing, but there's something better for you, that's safer, you know? As a parent, I feel like it's a very important thing for us to do.
Yeah.
You can't always say no, 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 no,
and
no.
Explain and why you're saying things, no. When they say away. Why, you don't say, because no, I said so. Be like, you can't go to Brandon's house tonight because it's a school night and you need to be up early.
Yes.
But on the weekend, we can, you know what I mean? But not just because I said so, because then it just teaches you to just follow authority without questioning anything. Yes. And I think in this industry, because it's so small, so limited, and also everybody knows everybody. Like, I yell at sound guy today.
Mm.
Tomorrow, he's going to be doing another show where they're going to be talking about presenters. Mm. And he's going to say, no, not Shamiso, she's an asshole. You know? So I'm always like, dude, it's so small. That, like, can we all treat each other as colleagues? I understand they are seniors, whatever. But can we treat each other as colleagues? Because at the end of the day, we're all together working on one thing and trying to make one thing look good. We're all on the same mission, you know? But
that's true.
In terms of the higher ups, in terms of, like, the industry, you always, as a talent, want to kind of, like, tiptoe because you never want someone to
but
go.
I feel like the 2Ks even if you're being abused,
2Ks are fucking this, crazy. Ladies?
They're crazy. They will 2K. Tell you the way it is. I feel like they were always so quiet. They didn't speak on anything.
No,
they were
just like, cooking. No.
But they say that we are not our parents. That's what they say when they're doing their thing.
No, we are the parents now.
Okay, 2Ks. I'm
the
only
2Ks
no?
are parents now.
2Ks, I'm only 2 years. I almost was a 2K by 2 years.
Yes.
But...
Kele 98.
So, 2Ks are fucking crazy, bro. They don't give a shit about anything.
Yeah. They don't give a damn. I know Spongile for sure.
Let me ask you a question. So that, okay. So Mfundi Vundla versus the actors. Who should read the room?
Mfundi, read the room. Like
Shams?
Let's cut a six on a man. It does not allow, you know?
Mm. Basically, I think he should read the room because you could have at least said, guys, they're not happy, please.
Yeah,
I'm
please
not saying
let's just try,
them,
guys, and finish this.
You know, just say, guys, please, they're not happy. Y'all.
I feel like it was also
so,
too much.
So, Fundi.
Fundi, read the room.
I agree.
Read the room.
Read the room, Fundi. Read
okay,
the room.
So I actually like this because I'm like, we should actually have a read the room for the week. Like someone who needs to read the room this week.
Mohawun, you heard that, right?
Fundi has to read the room this week.
You are ghosty.
Okay,
you
know? So
they said they don't like your voice.
Why?
Sorry.
They said our ghosty doesn't have a nice voice.
Oh, because they're trying to compare us roommates. To the main show.
Actually, this is a whole different show, guys.
You know, someone who needs to read the room and read the fact that you're in the United States where you said that you need to go to because apparently there's a genocide on your kinfolk.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Why would you make a whole video saying, yeah, I know there's this genocide, soon, and then go and be the actual criminals in the country that you are pitching to?
Who are you talking about? Like, I'm lost.
I'm
Tammy Taylor. Tammy not so
Melanie.
Taylor.
Oh,
Tammy
baby.
Not so Taylor.
Who can no baby?
No, they were my friends.
Beautiful.
Guys, wait.
Yeah. Shout out.
Yes. Talk on it.
Why
my
me?
Man.
No,
okay.
Money color.
Personally, for me, I just think it's crazy, like I said, to pitch that your country is so... Because obviously murder is a crime.
Yeah.
Stealing land or stealing at all is a crime. Then you say, yo, it's happening too much in SA, America. I need to come to you.
Then
you
go to America and they rent
and
out the tiniest apartment.
And then you steal
to go
$5,300 worth of
Gaza. There's still more in South Africa. That's my problem.
Yes. No, we're getting there.
That is my problem.
I've got a question for you.
So much money in terms of Gaza, and then the Gaza still involves Prosecco.
And then
so it's not just
water.
It's not necessities.
Yes.
It's too still vibe.
Yeah, it's just vibes.
But weren't you just saying that South Africa is so crime-ridden? Because me, I really don't like that whole narrative. Do you know what I mean? Like South Africans lying and saying, it cooked us. Do you know what I mean? I don't appreciate it on behalf of all
my... Wow, they did so well.
My
Shams?
Phil, go for it.
So I just don't understand. Why are you going there then while
he's boiling. He's boiling.
Like, I don't care.
He is about to pop.
I don't care.
Let him go.
You want to start or should I start?
No, you go. Wow.
I'm done. That's it.
Okay. Thank you, Shams.
That's it. That's what I have to say.
So, back in the day, guys.
Yo, hi,
if this was like the Epstein files, ne, there will be a byline where Melanie is paying me 10 grand.
Paying you 10 grand.
Who? Because a few years ago, and Moha, remind me so that I can send you the picture. A few years ago, Melanie was opening a Tammy Taylor somewhere in Sensen. I can't even remember where.
Mel.
Right. And I was invited and got paid to say that I was there.
But Kokela, what do you need? Melody, you paid for.
I got my 10 grand. Okay. Right. Sharp. So there's a thing. So I wanted to put that out there because when I say what I say, then people must not think, they must not go dig and then come back and say, oh, that's why you were saying that, because you got paid. No. It was many years ago. So, me, now, let me talk about Mel. No, Piet. Guys.
Piet.
Piet, whatever. Yeah.
Ken.
If you watched the Ultimate Girls Trip.
For Yoon.
There was a moment where this girl was walking around with a bag. Where he was recording Ama Housewives Amani.
The Gucci bag.
The Gucci bag.
Landi, how much is that one?
Guys, this is important. Listen.
Sorry.
So, for the longest time, I was giving Melanie that thing you're going to say, because I've met Melanie. That's what I was telling you about the thing, Kore. I've met Melanie and she paid me when I needed to get paid. So I thought she was like this girl that got roped in by a bad man. By a bad man and whatever.
If you watch
the Real Housewives Ultimate, whatever, that girl every night had to report to Pete what was happening, what are the ladies talking about and whatever. There's a moment in that show where they actually confront her about the thing you're going to say. He lento yako to when everything that we're doing there, you're telling Pete and Pete is telling you.
Office.
Exactly. And then that's how the bag thing came about, because they were like, and we has a record on top of that. So for the longest time, I felt some kind of sorry.
It's a lot going on.
Because you know that this thing, Stockholm Syndrome. There's this thing called Stockholm Syndrome, right?
Yes. Okay.
Where a victim
falls in love with
you know, the so captor and whatever. So for the longest time, I thought Melanie was this woman who is so entranced, and you know, people who are in a cult. Stupid. Until she did the Donald Trump video.
What if she was also told?
Fuck you, Chappelle wrote.
What if she was also told what to say, guys?
No, but also no. I'm like, okay.
I feel like I have to save my friend.
No, you
save her. Let's go. Let her save.
No, but first of all, you saying no. I did this on my own accord, Shap.
Yeah.
Kid. Actually,
and then the man ratted her out to the cops.
No. Besides that, God, you know what? Piet is on camera stealing by himself.
Ha! Hoodie?
Piet is on camera. You know how on the thing.
The body cam, yeah, the police
body cam.
She's
defending
him. But it was too quick.
But there's a video. The Americans have Piet alone.
Yes.
Doing that.
And he gives her up, yes.
Yes. He says she's at the house. If we knock, she's going to open.
But yeah, no mgan wako.
No, I did this
by myself. Why?
Can we not fall so deeply in love that we fuck up our lives?
Is it love though?
As in like Nandipa and Thabo Bester. Not that we have to get into that, but I'm saying that thing of loving a man so much. Actually, I don't even know if I want to call it love.
I feel like Mel is in the same situation.
But I think it starts with the small inyana favors. The babe, can you just transport this money for me?
Yeah, can you just hide this million in your account?
Babe, can you just shoo? And then you now, because I'm like, girl, how did you get here? How?
You know, Mel is from Limpopo. Do you know that?
Okay. No, I don't know that.
When she told me her story, she was like, she used to do nails in her apartment.
Oh, okay.
When she got to Pretoria.
Yeah.
She's from Limpopo. Down to earth girl, knows a bit of Zulu, but I feel like the bad influence came from her man. But it's so sad now that she's doing the ultimate most. But maybe, she, there's always two sides. Maybe she had it in her.
Yeah.
That maybe she came up with the ideas, you know, because survival is a crazy thing. You know, at this point, they're fighting to survive. And also, this man is a lawyer. he promised her that they're going to win the case against Tammy Taylor, which was very delulu when I look at it. Because how are you fighting?
Sorry, friend. Why would you move to where Tammy Taylor is from, though? That's what I don't get.
No, because
they said they were friends with Tammy Taylor. They met up with her for a couple of meetings, and then they told Tammy Taylor that they want to bring the franchise to South Africa.
Yeah.
And then they were all in agreement. This is a story I got from them.
Yeah.
So
we can't qualify it. Allegedly.
So, Batibona, they spoke to Tammy Taylor. Tammy Taylor was happy with the franchise coming to SA.
Yeah.
Okay, then they did that, right? Good and well. And then when it was time to get the products and everything from Tammy Taylor, it ended up being like a problem. And then they said the quality of the products were not that great. And then I got it from my other sources because I'm friends with everyone.
Abu.
Then the sources said, the products were their own products, but they were branding it as Tammy
Taylor. Exactly. Yeah. Mm.
This is where the problem started. Now people are complaining about Tammy Taylor, and now Tammy Taylor is hearing about this, and now people are being sold franchises, Tammy Taylor, and nothing is being delivered. They're being told to pay millions of money, and people are not getting their franchises. By the time they're supposed to open, the franchises are not opening.
Mm.
We had a Tammy Taylor in Woodbank. It was only open for like 3 months and it was closed after that. Mm. So they were selling people a dream. They took the money
to buy the franchise and the products.
Here's the thing, though.
They were the franchise. Now they're not even reporting to head office Tammy Taylor. Tammy Taylor does not know what's happening in SA.
So do you think they were our friends at all? Is it all a lie? Was it like, we did speak to Tammy?
It was
we
a lie.
We do know Tammy.
No. Wait. But according to court documents, right? They did initially, they did have a relationship with Tammy Taylor, right? To
then because they're thieves and criminals.
This is where their scamming began. Mm. It's not even about product. The product scam is small.
Mm.
The biggest scam that Mel and Piet did was the thing, they would sell the license to franchisees and trap you in a contract that was impossible
to get out,
like for instance, they would say that, oh, you bought this store, whatever, and then
in the context, like,
if you're not paying your whatever within your this period of time, your rates within this period of time, you are out.
But
now here's the thing, the conditions of you being able to make that money and be able to pay are so fucked up because you're waiting for them to provide product. To provide whatever. So you are literally, as you sign there to be an owner of a Tammy Taylor spot, you're already at a disadvantage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're going to make sure that
Did they see that in the contract?
Yes. What's the carte blanche?
But I'm expose? Saying the people that were signing the contracts, did they know that it was impossible for them?
I don't think they knew because I don't think that Happy Smelani would have put in that 2 million.
Yeah, she would have never.
So I think
even Omuhle Gela posted that she's going to open. But here's the thing. So many influences.
So they've been made, they've made a bunch of people Popeyes, and that's why everybody's enjoying seeing them be Popeyes. We have our own Popeyes. Ish, I'm sorry, my roomie. But part of being friends is that you can tell your friend when they're being a Popeye. So me, I'm going to tell you. Angit.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
Do we have a Popeye? Because I feel like the whole of the essay were Popeyes for trusting Mel and Piet.
I was talking to Piet.
Bobby and Piet. Guys, let's just leave it at that.
I trust them. I went to and why does Zonda run as
black people?
Like, this one I can talk about for like 2 days, guys. This is so upsetting.
Tomorrow.
It's so upsetting. Did they pay the people the money?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm just going to go look at an empty shop.
I mean, all they got was karma. At least that's better.
God works in mysterious ways.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we obviously have our Popeye for the week. Outside of the real victims in terms of about 2.4 mil and all of that stuff, we do have a victim number one. Give it up for victim number one. Boop, 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 boop.
Who that?
Now,
why,
I give it
why
up,
are we giving it up? They're always going through a lot.
Yeah, so that's why they need a little bit of
support. Yeah. And Vev.
Exactly. Okay, so victim number one says, Batung, this man told me he's not a phone person, and that's why he never replies to my messages. Okay, I found out on Friday night that he has a whole second Instagram account with 847 followers, and he posts stories every hour. Every hour. Me, nah, I was giving him grace for being an introverted person, but by in the highest order. I don't care about not a phone person. If I'm your person, you be on the phone for me. You could be getting shot, and when you see that bullet come in slow motion, babe, I'm dying. Boom. You know what I mean? You need to say, come on, you need to let me know.
Show me, so.
No, but why are you not talking to me? I don't know. Not a phone person. And then who am I dating? Myself, my imagination. No.
Hey, you need to I'm also not a phone person. Phone calls, I don't.
She's saying that, how can he say he's not a phone person if he posts on Instagram on his other account that she doesn't even know about every hour?
What if he enjoys posting and he doesn't like chatting to her? Read the room.
Read the fucking room.
Read the damn room.
Okay, the point is dump him. Is that what you're saying?
Well, have fun with him. To a point where he actually is posting you every
No. And the worst thing is when someone's not a phone person, but when you're with them, they're always on the phone.
You're okay. Boring. No, you're boring.
You didn't see.
Ruby, you are boring.
How did you not see my text?
Okay, Shamiso, I'm gonna represent the straight guys though, even though I'm not straight.
The end of the day isn't the straight guys, they behave.
Woo. No, but here's the thing though. No, but here's the thing, Yahorim. Guys, if somebody starts with a behavior that they cannot sustain, it's gonna end up badly. You understand? So there's certain people who want some, I know I'm not gonna be able to sustain this in Yahor Kitlakofonila every day. Or Kitlakofonila. Because the moment I stop calling you every day, you're gonna think there's something wrong.
I'm talking about days.
Every hour.
Yeah,
that's the thing. So my advice is that thing, guys, if you know you cannot sustain a behavior, if you know you're not the kind of guy that's gonna buy flowers all the time, don't encourage that thing in the beginning. Because now you're creating a bond with somebody. With certain behaviors that you cannot maintain.
Fake version of you.
Thank you. That thing. So, for me, Rumi, I'm just saying, I'm sorry. If Motohao is not a phone person and you knew that, that's on you. But if he's a phone person. I'm saying,
Like being on the phone with you.
I'm just saying. But if he was honest about it, chill.
Yeah, but also, Rumi.
Was he honest?
Let me just say, in terms of honey, sometimes we. I don't do this, but I'll involve myself to make everyone feel better. We like to lie about what we're okay with. So a guy will be like, nah, I'm not really much of a texter. Oh, me too, I'm cool with that.
And then you catch
feelings and you're like, he's such a dick. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it's like, Jeeva, he actually told you and you acted like you're okay. I'll tell you now in the beginning, no, you're going to have to text me though, or we're done. So I also think as ladies, let's stop. If we don't like something, say to the guy, actually, you don't even have to say to the guy. Say to yourself, I'm not compatible with this person because of this.
Yeah.
And for that reason, I'm not going to continue vibing with them. But you like them and you think you're going to change them. And you won't. That's the thing, you won't.
I have a different angle.
Yes.
I feel like when guys ask you in the beginning of the relationship, what do you like from a guy or in a relationship, don't tell them. There will be that version
catfish
in the beginning.
Oh, because they already know this is what you like. Fair enough. So they will try hard enough.
They'll call you every hour. Wait, so baby, I turned the land.
But when does the real Lundi come in then?
No, she's saying don't tell them so that you can actually see how he moves. So you can see. And then you can decide.
Then you decide.
But how long? What's the duration of that?
2 months.
There's no timeline.
3 months, sometimes it's
8 months. So there's no timeline to that.
I was scammed for 6 months.
Sure.
My baby, it's God.
Damn.
These men can scam you until you put a ring in your finger.
Okay.
Oscar Award
men
for best.
Men don't get tired of scamming.
Michael B. Jordan.
They thrive.
They're actors, scamming. Professional actors.
Professional actors.
You want to talk about the SAFTAs?
Born
talk
for
about
it.
These niggas.
That's why there's so many actors as opposed to actresses.
Yeah.
They were born for it.
Naturally.
They're amazing at it.
Yeah.
Okay.
They will scam you. I will only give it up when I get married. Let me tell you, he will wait 5 years. Mm. This is my baby. We're only gonna.
I don't think that's fair, though. Yeah?
I leaned it. I'll cough for it. I'll dump. Oh.
Amanda Mazana by a scammer now, all the time.
When? So, like, honestly, when?
No, there are girls who are just in a relationship with a guy, not because they are attracted
for money.
To the guy.
They're on a job, they're working.
How is that just scamming?
Phil?
The men know.
Phil?
No,
but
you're ingratiating. No,
we're here to talk about women's rights, not women's wrongs. Not women's wrongs.
How is it your right to get the. How is it your right to scam a nigga?
Most of the time, these men know these ladies are selling. And then they pretend anga sabaz luzo. If she's selling, give her the money, my guy.
Okay,
you
so
know she's selling.
Okay, so the point is, listen, someone might have scammed you personality-wise, and that happens all the time. But you should never claim that you are okay with it. Okay, my roomie. But also, shout out to all the roomies for sending us their papayism stories.
What's up, guys? It's coming. Please,
it's coming.
Guys, send
We've
us more stories.
We've got something for you.
Yeah.
And it's coming, and we are working on everything. We're working on decor. We're working on, you know what I mean? It's a work in progress. But thank
but
you for being
our
roomie once again.
Who's our shout out today?
My personal shout out is to me. Anyway, shout out to the roomies. Shout out to the roomies.
Phil, who's our shout out today? Okay, shout out.
Shout out, Shamiza. No, but honestly, shout out. Upoeti, guys.
Oh, yes.
The streets, you know, remember our very first, was it our first episode or test shoot where we were talking about the fact that it's okay to try new things?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know? Mm. And this, Boitu has been maligned. Lento could say, this failed, whatever. Try new things.
Yes.
So Boiti is now the face of Batu's new range and whatever.
Yeah.
She's back. She had taken it. According
and it's
to
so
her,
nice.
Yeah. According to her, she had taken a break from
Did
the
she?
Industry. Yeah.
It didn't feel like a break.
It doesn't feel like it though, eh?
She's always
but
been.
But time moves so fast, ne?
Yeah.
I saw
but wasn't she training at some point that she's dating the Batu?
Yeah,
guy?
Hallelujah.
But this is
What's
so
happening?
Interesting because when you train for something.
Yeah.
Coin.
Okay, so
Coin.
She's the face of party. Hey, when I don't have lawyers, guys. I don't have 500K.
No, I said, no bengbuza. I'm sure guti for sure. I'm setting gite. Didn't she?
Yabuza,
when the question? Hey.
Question mark. Wait.
Many kala guti allegedly.
There's a question. I sevens in yabosha ninja.
Exactly.
Mina bengbuza.
Why did people think
Mina bengbuzile.
If you put allegedly in a statement, you cannot be sued. That is a
lie. My baby.
But anyway, Boiti,
somebody's
a shout out for today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boiti's a shout out.
She's my girl.
For this
Love
episode.
Her. Forever.
She is, yeah, she's that girl. You know, I like people who try different things. Boiti went from acting. Are rapper, are business owner,
also.
Presenter, whatever. And this is a girl that we first knew. Well, did you even know of her when she did that KFC ad? I don't think you even knew who she was.
Well, creatives mustn't, we mustn't box ourselves.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Shout out to Boiti because
but
she's really the
And at some
the
point they say
definition.
She's a mini Dlamini lookalike.
They say that about everybody else.
Who's my lookalike? I'm so interested.
Boiti does not look anything like Mini Dlamini.
Well,
that
in the beginning.
Yeah. maybe they made career-wise. Because like, for instance, people say, oh, Pamela Mtanga, like every new presenter that's getting attention.
They compare
to Bonang. Or you're trying to be
really?
Bonang. Yeah.
Okay.
You understand? And Pamela is Pamela.
And they're both
you
beautiful. They were not used to
thing, yeah.
two beautiful women being in the same space.
Okay, well, let's all be ourselves. Right? And that's because the roomies are saying that, listen, they want to give us their papayism stories. Londi, like, I'm trying to make out in the passage. Like, Phil, I know you want to go home. You know what I'm saying? So read the room next week. But also, we've got a WhatsApp line coming.
Turn the cameras off. We've got something coming for you guys. Anyway, let us know your papayas and stories.